You're listening to the CyberWire Network, powered by N2K.
And now a word from our sponsor, Sixth Sense. Sixth Sense provides award-winning cloud-based automated endpoint and vulnerability management solutions to streamline IT and security operations. With its advanced platform, businesses gain complete visibility and control over their infrastructure, reducing IT and security risks and optimizing operational efficiency. With Sixth Sense, you'll get real-time alerts, risk-based vulnerability prioritization and remediations, and an intuitive automation and orchestration engine so you can focus on your core business goals, confident in the knowledge that your enterprise is secure, compliant, and running smoothly. Visit sixthsense.com to learn why enterprises choose them.
The word is OWASP, Vulnerable and Outdated Components. Spelled O for open, W for web, A for application, S for security, P for project, vulnerable as in defenseless against attack, and outdated components as in parts that are obsolete. Definition: software libraries, frameworks, packages, and other components and their dependencies, third-party code that each component uses, that have inherent security weaknesses either through newly discovered vulnerabilities or because newer versions have superseded the deployed version. Example sentence: most likely you have vulnerable and outdated components on your hands if your OS or web application server or database management system is unsupported or not up to date. Origin and context. Dave Wickers and Jeff Williams, working for Aspect Security, a software consultant company, published an education piece in 2003 on the top software security coding issues of the day. That eventually turned into the OWASP Top 10, a reference document describing the most critical security concerns for web applications. Today, OWASP is an international team of security professionals led by the Foundation Executive Director and Top 10 Project Leader, Andrew Vanderstock, and dedicated to enabling organizations to develop, purchase, and maintain applications and APIs that can be trusted. Today, there are tens of thousands of members and hundreds of chapters worldwide. In the OWASP 2021 Top 10 Vulnerabilities list, the committee moved vulnerable and outdated components up three positions to number 6. This is essentially vulnerability management. According to Rapid7, it's the process of identifying, evaluating, treating, and reporting on security vulnerabilities in systems and the software that runs on them. This is hard enough to do on the systems that network defenders are directly responsible for, like laptops, servers, and mobile devices. But in 2021, with a series of high-profile third-party attacks against the digital supply chain, SolarWinds, Acelion, and Log4j, vulnerability management has become exponentially harder to do. According to Synopsys, in an audit of their customer base in April 2021, 75% of all code bases were composed of open source, and 85% contained open source dependencies that were more than 4 years out of date. Having the ability to know that you have open source components nested within your operational code is key and essential. To minimize the risk, the industry's best practice is to deploy some kind of scanning system that continuously crawls your digital environments, discovers running software, checks for known vulnerabilities, and facilitates the patch process when discovered. To reduce the risk even further, the same zero trust strategy that we use for reducing the attack surface of employees and devices should be used for software components. This means that creating and maintaining an inventory of all your organization's software is essential. If you have a robust software inventory, you then can deploy policy to limit software component access to only the internal resources it absolutely needs to function and nothing else. Nerd reference. The Panamanian law firm Mossack Fonseca closed its doors in March 2018 due to the leak of 2.6 terabytes of data, comprising 11.5 million documents on client attorney information. According to the folks at ImmuniWeb, the breach resulted because of the exploitation of unpatched versions of WordPress and Drupal. Mossack Fonseca had failed to apply the appropriate security updates. In April 2016, on the Late Night with Seth Meyers talk show, Mr. Meyers explains the tax haven that Mossack Fonseca facilitated and some of the government officials and celebrities who had their data leaked.
A massive leak of confidential documents known as the Panama Papers has implicated as many as 12 current or former heads of states and some of the world's wealthiest people in a huge international tax avoidance and corruption scandal. For more on this, it's time for a closer look. The leaked documents come from a law firm named Mossack Fonseca, based in Panama, a country best known for hats favored by business casual hipsters, old rich guys in sports cars, and Sean Connery, the world's hippest old rich guy. The law firm is known for helping foreigners set up shell companies in Panama to hold their financial assets in secret. Now, this story is massively important because it reveals the degree to which wealthy and powerful people have been allowed to hide their wealth and avoid taxes. And in this case, that includes some high-profile names you may recognize.
Vladimir Putin, investigators say, at the center of a star-studded list of 12 current and former heads of state, like the King of Saudi Arabia, even celebrities like Jackie Chan.
First of all, what a shame that Jackie Chan and Vladimir Putin are showing up together in anything other than Rush Hour 4, Russian Hour.
Word Notes is written by Nyla Genoey, executive produced by Peter Kilpie, and edited by John Petrick and me, Rick Howard. The mix, sound design, and original music have all been crafted by the ridiculously talented Elliot Peltzman. Thanks for listening.
And now, a word from our sponsor, Zscaler, the leader in cloud security. Cyber attackers are using AI in creative ways to compromise users and breach organizations. In a security landscape where you must fight AI with AI, the best AI protection comes from having the best data. Zscaler has extended its zero-trust architecture with powerful AI engines that are trained and tuned by 500 trillion daily signals. Learn more about Zscaler Zero Trust Plus AI to prevent ransomware and AI attacks. Experience your world secured. Visit zscaler.com/zerotrustAI.